Do you ever feel like you're on the run? Anxiety on the run. Because living with anxiety feels a lot like living on the run, except you're running away from your own life. The panic settles in your chest as you try desperately to escape to a safe place that seems to be just out of reach. Worries, fears, it swirls around in your head at a speed that makes it so hard to breathe, and fear wells up, causing indecision and self-doubt. I bet to most of you this sounds very familiar. There's a constant pressure that never stops or shuts off. Emails never stop, notification piles up on your phone, and let's not even forget the comparison trap social media brings. Politics. So how do you live with that? How do we live with that when we know that as Jesus followers, we are called to live anxious for nothing? How do you live with that? Too often we feel weighed down by guilt because we think Christians aren't supposed to feel this way. Don't fail to realize that we're humans. But picture this. What if we can stop running from something and we can start running to someone? Well, we can. I can. You can. The promise that we can live anxious for nothing isn't based on what we can produce, but on the presence of God. In the book of Philippians 4, 6 through 7, NIV, it says there, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." On our own, we are hopeless in the fight against anxiety. I know I was. I was so lost, I didn't know what to do. Then I found God. And with God, we have access to His presence, which offers peace that we can't even begin to understand. You know what's even better about that promise? It's a continual process. In every situation, every time we start feeling anxious, we can go to God for His peace, because peace is a byproduct of God's presence. Anxiety will not often disappear instantly. It does not. It will not. It's a moment by moment, continual process of seeking His presence. If you are struggling with anxiety disorder, it is important that you seek help. It doesn't mean you have to seek help with a doctor or a medical professional. You can start off by speaking with your family, with your closest friends, who will be there and who will be there to answer you, understand you, be there for you. You see, seeking help doesn't make you weak, it makes you wise. So go get that help. Here is a fun fact. Anxiety brought me closer to Jesus. What if anxiety can bring you closer to Jesus? You know, once upon a time, I spent my entire days hours, minutes, seconds, praying my anxiety away, only to discover something very deeper, a stronger relationship with Jesus. Perhaps you can relate to my story. Have you ever said to yourself, "I think I'm going to die"? Well, that's exactly what I thought to myself numerous sleepless nights. I would try to fall asleep only to be woken up in terror for no particular reason. My chest was tight, I felt like I was choking, and I couldn't breathe most of the times. That cycle would repeat and repeat, and eventually, I resigned myself to sleep on the couch so that I'd stop waking up people around me. I have spent many days, many nights in the emergency room, in the urgent care, clinic visits to my primary care provider, only to be told that nothing's wrong with me. My chest pain is nothing, I'm healthy. The trouble of falling asleep, the panic attacks, they don't exist medically. I have done many tests, mammograms, ultrasounds, MRIs, manometry, only to be told that nothing's wrong with me. I'm not sick, but I have anxiety. Imagine that. I did not even know what anxiety is or was. I had no idea what anxiety meant. I had no idea that anxiety was taking over my life. And I'm being honest with you. I was not even a Christian then, and I already felt like I was failing. I was failing at something, something I can't seem to figure out, something I can't fight, something I can't see. Because how can you fight something that you can't see? I even questioned myself, am I not praying the right way? Is there a proper way to pray? How do I deal with this? I didn't know what I needed. And at the end of all that, I found out that what I needed was peace, not to worry about anything. How do I know that that's what I needed? Peace? Because that's what the Bible said. The Bible became my guide, and that's exactly what Jesus told me to do. Do not worry, and I stopped worrying. Each waking day, I would open up the Bible to today's passage. After reading it, I would apply it to myself. Should I do something wrong? Should I say something wrong within the day? I immediately ask God for forgiveness. Self-love is also a key ingredient to finding peace. Love yourself more, understand yourself, know what your body needs. You know, in the book of Corinthians, second book of Corinthians 12, NIV translation, it says there that Paul describes thorn in the flesh. I don't even know what that means. We probably will never know for sure what Paul's thorn was. But anxiety can certainly feel like one for a lot of people, including me. Paul said that he pleaded with the Lord 3 times to take it away. He said, "Lord, take it away." He said it 3 times, but instead, Jesus told him, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." The grace of Jesus is sufficient no matter the circumstances. I prayed for healing. When I start to pray, I drew closer to Jesus. Like Paul, God hasn't taken away my thorn. However, I've found myself more passionate about reading His words. I've prayed more than I have ever prayed before. You know what I thought? I thought what I needed was healing. Healing for my anxiety. But in reality, what I needed more was Jesus. Jesus is my pill. I'm not saying if I had been closer to Jesus that I wouldn't have had anxiety. I'm also not going to say to stop praying for anxiety to leave. I keep praying to be delivered from the thorn, just like Paul did. You know what's happening to me? Something even bigger, even better that's happening to me than being instantly healed from anxiety. I am developing a deeper understanding of God and a richer relationship with Him. Instead of just praying for peace, I find myself drawing closer to the King of Peace. When I begin to worry about the future, what tomorrow brings, I just remind myself that He is the Alpha, He is the Omega, the beginning and the end, and the first and the last. I am praying that you find your peace.